Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
You know, it seems like I say this at the start of every broadcast because it's true. I sit here looking at all this news and I just marvel at what is going on and how fast the tyranny is moving, not just here in the U.S., but worldwide. At the same time, the awakening to what is going on is happening, but you've got all these criminal interests that are running the government and some of the major corporations, and they're made up of individuals. They're bound together for their lust for global domination, but the individuals just don't care if they're getting caught. They don't care if they even get in trouble. It's kind of a feeding frenzy of evil and despotism and looting, what you tend to see before things fully collapse. And they've got plans to consolidate power during that collapse. And the plan is a police state so that we are converted from being a wealthy Western world to being a third world / old world tyranny. The news is obviously off the chart. And what I said yesterday is now being borne out to be accurate. This is the first salvo by the new larger majority of the good old Democrats in the Senate. And El Presidente, who has shown he doesn't even care what the Congress does on any issue, this is dictatorial. Obama is, by all measurements now, a dictator. And he's acting in a dictatorial fashion. That's not disputed. And they are announcing they're going after all semi-auto handguns and rifles and, quote, inexpensive firearms and, quote, firearms that can be converted and basically everything. They are coming for our guns. And people say, well, there's no way they'll do that. Oh, yes, they will. Yes, they will. They will implode the economy, bring us into a depression, launch some hardcore wars, and say you're basically terrorists if you don't hand them in, and blow up federal buildings and blame it on patriots. Now, that is in the New World Order crime syndicate management team known as the Obama administration. That group of coaches running this crime syndicate team, their favorite plays are staged terror attacks, staged crises to be blamed on Americans that love freedom and understand they're a bunch of criminals. And they are planning to absolutely stage all sorts of stuff. This attorney general was intimately involved in the cover-up of Oklahoma City. We know Clinton's people carried it out. That's been proven. It's covered in the film I'm in, Noble Lie, all the documentation. Expanding on that, if you go out from that point, this attorney general staged Fast and Furious to blame the Second Amendment. He was deputy attorney general then in 95. And you can see all the pre-programming, all the conditioning, all of it moving into that. And now they're not facing re-election. Now they've got the media, the corporate media, basically going along with anything they want or anything they push. And we are moving into that sector of maximum threat of false flags sooner rather than later. Now, let's be clear. Exposing the false flag threat paradigm, the inside job, self-inflicted wound, staged terror event, exposing the frame-up may actually derail it. Or if they go ahead and stage it, we've now got our people everywhere, and that's what scares them. There were patriots that picked up on what happened with Oklahoma City and exposed it day one. They had to kill some cops and other people to cover it up. And we've had, you know, their families and others on the show to break it down. At the same time, now when they have an underwear bomber, we instantly have operatives of liberty on the scene to blow their operation wide open. So we've got the globalist off balance right now because they know they can only stage this stuff when you're dumbed down. And just because they got 50-60% of the public slobbering and not knowing their name, a large portion of us know exactly who we're dealing with. All right, when we get back, they're now announcing it is KKK to own guns. This is mainstream news being promoted, and we're going to break it all down straight ahead. It's bombshell information. Stay with us. This man wants your guns. That is the cover of the 60-page glossy magazine, jam-packed with information. The December issue of InfoWars Magazine. InfoWars Magazine gives you a powerful tool to reach out to friends and family and neighbors and people in your community with the message of liberty. Give a gift subscription to your local police department. Give a gift subscription to your local state house, to your pastor. This is the perfect tool. 12 of these delivered to the door of the institutions, groups, and individuals that you want to influence and wake up. Sign up for the free digital e-version at InfoWars.com/newsletter, and we send it out the week after the physical magazine goes out, or go to InfoWarsStore.com today and sign up for a subscription. Give it as a gift subscription or buy them in bulk with Ron Paul, the attack on the Second Amendment, the police state, the GMO takeover. It's all there and all available at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139. Get your subscription or buy the magazines in bulk today.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why? When you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquid flavors at LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning: e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
I know you can see me, now here's a surprise. I know that you have, cause there's magic in my eyes.
Ladies and gentlemen, Jones, your host. It is already the fourth day of December 2012. Our news websites are InfoWars.com, InfoWarsNews.com, PrisonPlanet.tv, PrisonPlanet.com. That's just some of our news sites out there. We've got a ton of reports that I will get into dealing today with the fact that mainstream media worldwide, that is corporate, state-run, globalist, bankster-controlled, New World Order, cartel, crime syndicate, mouthpiece, propagandist, dehumanizing, weaponized brainwashing systems that spew cess and distorted propaganda at us 24/7 are imploding in mass worldwide. The rout of these people is accelerating, while the alternative media in all of its stripes is turbo surging, exploding, going mega supernova. Now, in fact, just because I mentioned that, let me just give you some of those headlines here. TheWeek.com, the New York Times' latest cutbacks, proof its digital strategy is failing. French news agency, Murdoch iPad Daily failure, a lesson for digital news. Murdoch's The Daily to shut down. Kurtz, worry about fate of CNN, last bastion of television journalism. You mean CIA run? Belcher. We're going to be getting into some of that. And then I've got other articles here. Speaking of propaganda, yeah, that's news. What's not dying is propaganda in Hollywood movies and sitcoms and dramas paid for with taxpayer money. Tens of billions of dollars a year on record spent to put anti-gun, anti-family, pro-abortion, anti-male. I mean, you see all these messages in dramas, sitcoms, medical dramas. It's everything. My wife tries to watch television sometimes, and she says every show she watches is just, you know, you're a terrorist if you don't want to take vaccines. Anybody who's a homeschooler is a child molester. Ron Paul is a drug addict. Just on and on and on. Yeah, that's government run by foreign banks engaging in psyops against you. And that's not rhetoric I just put out. That's what it is. That is sensational. But we've got this normalcy bias. Here it is. New film critics. Zero Dark 30 named best film. Lincoln wins multiple honors. All of this Lincoln stuff is getting everybody ready for a Federalist takeover. When these people are actually anti-Federalist. And then you've got Zero Dark Easter Bunny. I mean, a total fable. And then the White House is involved in the production, and there's the beautiful redhead with the spec ops guys, and oh, they're so incredible, and they're Superman. All pure bull. Just absolute baloney. I mean, they might as well have a movie, literally, where a Easter Bunny with a halo flies in from deep space as a Chinese jet pilot, lands, disgorges 100 Keebler elves, and takes out a seven-headed Hydra dragon laying golden eggs in Obamabad. I mean, Jack and the Beanstalk, whatever you want. Fables, fairy tales, Hansel and Gretel, the tortoise and the hare, Santa Claus. I mean, it isn't real, ladies and gentlemen. And they blew up one helicopter full of SEALs to shut everybody up, and then they blew up the other helicopter full of them. And I talk to people, and they go, really? I don't ever hear about the helicopters blowing up. I mean, they blow up helicopters full of them. They kill Pat Tillman to cover stuff up. They kill Private Lynch's, most of her team, because they said she was cowering in fear. And she had to go public, or they were going to kill her, probably, so they could come out and get women to join the military. It's all PR because you sit there and take the position of small children. Here's McClatchy newspaper, Washington Bureau. Al-Qaeda-linked group Syria rebels once denied, now key to anti-Assad victories. What do you mean? For the 21 months of this, they admitted like 18 months ago Al-Qaeda was the group they were shipping in and running the entire group. I mean, that's been admitted the entire time. The CFR 3 months ago said, of course, we're running Al-Qaeda. Al-Qaeda's doing a great job. And literally, if you try to go anywhere now, cops come up and say you can't film. You can be on the side of a road. You can be. I had one of my photographers out last week taking photos. We said we need photos of a bunch of surveillance cameras for the magazine. So she's out taking stock photos for us. Great photographer. And they come over to a nicely dressed, clean-cut lady, and they say, you look shady. You're not allowed to take photos of the federal building. Get out of here. Bunch of guys around her. I mean, you know, meanwhile, it's like, come on, man. You run Al-Qaeda. You run the drugs into the country. The feds even run child kidnapping ops. On record congressional testimony. Just leave me alone, you little idiot. You little nobody posing like you're James Bond. The toilet attendants that work for the federal government think they're James Bond. And they festoon themselves in uniforms and outfits and little badges and little scan cards. And they go to these big compartmentalized crime syndicates and all feel like they're official and all this baloney. Oh, you can't take photos or video in America because you might be a terrorist, yes, a little blonde woman. Oh, yes, you're so evil. I mean, what a grandstanding, drama-queening joke. You people blew up the World Trade Centers. You people shipping the narcotics on record. Just get off my back. And I know most people working with the federal government, you literally are just doing little menial jobs. But, I mean, just give me a break. I mean, if you didn't get the memo, foreign banks already run this country. They're trying to mop up the alternative media because the mainstream media is imploding. Wait till I get to the top news. Al-Qaeda-linked group Syria rebels once denied, now key to Assad, anti-Assad victories. I mean, it was admitted 6 months ago. They'd go in and tell a father, we're going to kill your wife and children if you don't go suicide bomb. And they would have the news media, the New York Times, CNN, BBC, film it, and they'd put it on the news like these guys were heroes. And then the public would freak out and go, they're making people suicide bomb, or they kill their families? That's horrible. Oh, yes, well, we're going to pull that video now, or pull this video. We're going to, I mean, they got Christians chopping their heads off, throwing them off the tops of buildings, lining up people, shooting them. Al-Qaeda killed tens of thousands of black Libyans, flying Al-Qaeda flags, slaughtering 24-7 still. And I go to the airport, and somebody walks over and goes, oh, you're Alex Jones, you're a troublemaker. Where are you going? What you doing? What you planning? I'm behavioral assessing you. I'm deciding if I'm going to allow you to board this aircraft. And I'm just like, you really are a tyrant. This is total fantasy land. You don't like me because I don't live in fantasy island, man. I just can't take it anymore. It's such a joke. They're announcing nationwide under federal grants, even though the state legislature of my state has said it's illegal under the Constitution, guilty until proven innocent, checkpoints everywhere where they're going to search your car under the name of DWI checkpoints. While this country was built on whiskey, if you do your research, and I'm not even saying that's a good thing, and they've got liquor stores and bars everywhere, and they wait till you get in your car when you've had one or two drinks, and they CPS your kids, and they take you away to raise revenue for their now admitted in court huge quotas everywhere. Hell, the cop taking you to jail is probably drunk. And it's so insane, and it's so illegal, and the feds are announcing nationwide that the local police who've been federalized are asking that all your text messages be saved for 2 years. That's like saying, we need to take your letter out when you mail it, make a copy of it for 2 years in case you do something wrong. It's called guilty until proven innocent. Oh, but everything the government does that's supposed to be public, it's all secret under national security. And, of course, it better be, because you're wondering where your kid disappeared out of the backyard. Well, it was flown years ago to Europe to be raped and have its head blown, your child's head blown off for snuff films. And, you know, that even comes out in the news. It's back of the paper. Yeah, well, the government was involved, and, yeah, DynCorp is involved, and it's no big deal, though. You know, we're going to set up a checkpoint and search your car and dig through everything because it's a free country. I tuned into local talk radio this morning, and they were endorsing how great it is, and it'll save lives. Oh, yeah. That's why our life expectancy is dropping and our cancer rate's up almost 3,000% because the government wants to save our lives because the government's real nice people. Hey, folks, in fact, let me just back that up since I just mentioned those things. CNET News. That's CBS. CBS Net News is what it stands for. Cops to Congress. We need logs of Americans' text messages. Yeah, no warrants, no nothing, and we just get everything. They're already doing it with the threat fusion centers. They can just flip a switch on the cop screen. Everything you're doing, turn on cameras in your cars. Oh, they're calling for that federally and in the state where I live. I got to hear clips of that on the news this morning, driving in and it all being endorsed. That breathalyzers on all cars, like France wants for everybody. First, it's, well, if you've ever been driving while intoxicated or even driving under the influence, you'll have a breathalyzer in your car. But now in Europe and areas, it's, oh, just everybody has one. Cops to Congress, we need logs of America's text messages. State and local law enforcement, that means federal goons, who go and say, oh, Satan, will you please enter my heart? When Satan's already runs them. They've already been taken over by the feds. And they're like, oh, we're inviting you in, vampire. Oh, the locals asked for us to come. State and local law enforcement groups, not peace officers, want wireless providers to store detailed information about your SMS messages for at least 2 years in case they're needed for future criminal investigations. Yes, and we need cameras in your house. The Houston police chief 4 years ago said they want cameras in all of our houses just in case something. Oh, by the way, they already do that in England now. For almost all new people that have kids, for 6 months there's a camera in there with the social workers watching you guilty until proven innocent. Texas police officials, not servants, want permanent DWI checkpoints. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Well, the Texas deputy police chief wants DWI checkpoints. Yeah, Nazi Germany had them. Why not? I remember when they had a federal grant to do this before the legislature banned it. They would shut down all of I-35. You'd have traffic for 30 miles back with cops just pulling people out of cars, searching vehicles. Oh, and by the way, the TSA is announcing they'll be in all 50 states on all highways searching your vehicle and groping you. That's in the news today. But when we come back, if you're a gun owner, you're a member of the KKK. That's the... We have witnessed two terrible storms in the East, but we are still in the eye of the perfect storm. The most devastating economic condition since the Great Depression. America's worst drought in agricultural history. And now the economic results of the presidential election. This perfect storm is a huge threat to everyone's food supply. I just doubled down and got even more supplies from eFoods Direct, and I recommend you do the same. It's time to get your own supply from eFoods Direct. I know I won't be standing in a bread line trading my freedom for food. I'm taking control of my future, and you're nuts if you don't do the same. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the specials. And you can start with a holiday gift pack that's normally $80, now under $50. Remember, I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Would you rather prepare 6 months too early or one day too late? 409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
This is a high Christmas priority for the survivalist on your gift list.
Ho, ho, ho!
For a very limited time, MyPatriotSupply.com is offering 30% off a special Christmas preparedness package, now through December 14th only. Stuff a stocking with a preparedness package that includes a 72-hour, 16-serving food kit, an emergency quick stove with 4 fuel discs, plus a 5-pack of replacement fuel discs, 2 LifeStraw personal water filters, 1 magnesium fire starter, a 4-pack of waterproof matches, and a $25 gift certificate to MyPatriotSupply.com. Regularly over $140. But now only $99 with free shipping to the lower 48 only from MyPatriotSupply.com and only through December 14th. Hurry to MyPatriotSupply.com or call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. Merry Christmas from MyPatriotSupply.com.
HempUSA.org has moved and expanded its operations for faster worldwide shipping. Our product line has grown from 5 to nearly 100 items in less than 5 years. Our food is grown naturally, always chemical-free, not found in stores. Great for daily intake and perfect for your emergency storage shelter. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Live, we have got masses of key news on so many subjects coming up. Lindsey Williams, always informative and thought-provoking, is joining us in the next hour, and then Max Keiser will also premiere a special report that I have produced with Aaron Dykes dealing with the all-out announcement and admissions. They've sounded the bugle. The establishment is coming to disarm us, and I'm going to break down why. But here's the deal. When Bob Costas went on Sunday Night Football and said, I agree with this columnist, so let me just read off the teleprompter and quote him, that handguns are bad, you have no business having them, and that the gun culture is what the NFL has. That is a pure scapegoating. That is an attempt to blame the Second Amendment, law and order, Constitution, super low crime rates, on record, areas that are constitutionalist. The media would call it conservative. It's just an absolute fact. You pass concealed carry, crime drops on average 25%. It's an absolute fact. The higher the gun ownership, the lower the crime rate, the more polite people are. But you've got a gangster culture in rap and hip-hop, but also in a lot of the rock and roll now, that's I'm going to kill you, I'm going to shoot you. And you've got people in these cities where they've banned guns killing each other at worldwide record numbers. Worldwide record numbers where they ban guns. Just like Mexico has some worldwide record numbers. Total gun ban for the citizens. So Costas comes out and he says, hey, it's the Second Amendment's fault. And, you know, they fired Hank Williams Jr. for saying our country's becoming a tyranny. They fired him for saying that on another show. Well, this was said during the Star Spangled Banner. This was said during the beginning of the game. And there were other similar comments I've now learned, because I wasn't watching it later in the game. I've gone back and found them on YouTube, where they were blaming the Second Amendment, not the drugs, not the corrupt culture, not the prescription drugs, not the concussions, not the gangbanger, spoiled, rotten culture. That's like blaming dog owners for Michael Vick killing pit bulls and electrocuting them and torturing them and all this. Saying, well, we've got to ban dog ownership, which is what PETA, by the way, says. They say it's abusive to have animals, period. So let's just ban dog ownership because Michael Vick did something wrong. Hey, because one person drives drunk, really drunk and inebriated, drives recklessly, that's what you charge folks for back in the day. Oh, you were recklessly driving. That's what you're charged for. I could see it. You were out of control. Boom. Serious jail time. Not, oh, you had two beers, you're going to jail. But again, this is everybody's guilty now. Oh, we're just going to set up a checkpoint on this highway or major road, and we're going to search and breathalyzer all of you and have no refusal where we take blood if you say no when we stick a breathalyzer in your face. That's what all these federally funded no refusal weekends are. Now it's no refusal ever because we say so, rubber stamp fake warrants. See, it's, oh, somebody did something wrong with the gun. You're going to lose your gun now. And this Fox Sports columnist that Costas was quoting, Jason Whitlock, I then discovered yesterday afternoon that he was on a syndicated radio show and doing other interviews. There's multiple ones. And we're going to play the clip when we come back from break. Openly saying that if you own a gun, you are KKK and that you want black people to kill each other. So it's not the fault of the gangster rap saying, kill, 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 I'm so manly. It's not the fault of Chicago corrupt government banning guns or New York or other crime syndicates that have seized great American cities. No. It's the fault of white people. He actually says this. White people are racist and are KKK, and the NRA is KKK. Folks, if the NRA doesn't sue this guy, and I'm not litigious, but man, when somebody gets up there and says, you are KKK. White people are KKK. NRA is KKK. If you believe in gun ownership, not only is it pure slander, defamation, meant to hurt people on its face, the measure of boom, you are convicted of slander, of defamation, of libel. Ladies and gentlemen, it flies in the face 180 degrees, perfect lies, perfect fraud, perfect scam. Do you know on record, and AP, Reuters have had to admit it, Daily Caller's got a great boil down, basically copy from Jews of Preservation of Firearms Ownership. We've made films about this myself. It is on record. We've got another report coming out on this that I shot last night. We were up here, it was up here past midnight. We didn't get it out. We went and got the history of it. Do you know who in the southern states got the first gun control laws passed in 1867, 89, and 1870, when more than 15 states passed laws against the Second Amendment, the first ever? Do you know who got it passed? The KKK literally lobbied, and even lobbied in Washington, and there's even photos from the time, and got gun laws passed. I mean, the KKK created gun control in this country, and this pig blames the Second Amendment. Ah!
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Sodium fluoride in the body reduces IQ and increases cancers. Unfortunately, fluoride and its derivatives are only one of hundreds of toxins being added to our drinking water. We're battling the globalists on so many fronts. Health is an area where we can all take control of our lives, and it all starts with that basic building block of water. It is time to purify our family's water. The ProPure filtration system with added fluoride filters is the best system for my research to protect you and your family. InfoWarsStore.com already has the lowest prices on ProPure water filtration. But until December 10th, we are going to offer 15% off the already lowest price. I know what I'm giving my family this Christmas. ProPure. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and get 15% off the already lowest price out there with the code WATER15. WATER15 and you get 15% off at InfoWarsStore.com.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Make no mistake, Bob Costas of NBC, Jason Whitlock of Fox Sports, coming out, and now I'm reading more of this guy's writings. He says gun ownership is racist. He says owning guns is evil, and he says that the NRA is, quote, the new KKK, and actually that report is now out, the video report, at InfoWars.com there in the featured news. It's my other report on Bob Costas coming out and saying, let me clarify my statement to USA Today, and he says in the report, and that video is going live right now where I break that down, he says in USA Today that you're too stupid to understand what he meant and that he just thinks there should be reasonable restrictions on guns, and that means you can't have a handgun. He said he thinks it's fine if you're under the proper controls if you hunt. Here, let me read the quote here. In favor of people owning guns to hunt and carry them in a responsibly controlled circumstances like Chicago, New York, with total gun bans. So there you go. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, the police can't and won't protect you. It's time you demand the right to keep and bear arms so that law-abiding citizens don't get thrown in jail when you take on the basic human right of defending yourself. Now, before I get to this clip, I want to explain something to Jason Whitlock of Fox Sports. Buddy, we are coming after you. Okay, the Second Amendment is my line in the sand, and I am calling for Fox Sports to fire you. You need to be fired. And if the NRA doesn't come after you, then I'm going to have a problem with the NRA, because they've just said the NRA and the, quote, gun culture are white supremacists who want to kill black people. I'm going to play the clip, okay? And I'm sick of it, okay? They look, the globalists, the media, they use race as a weapon. Oh, you don't want government-run health care written by insurance companies? You're a racist. Oh, you don't want checkpoints? You're a racist. Oh, you caught bribery at the state capitol with a white guy. Or they called up and said, are you a racist against black people? And I'm like, what? Well, the Austin American Statesman. And I said, is this a real number? Are you really a statesman writer? Let me call you back. I call back at the news desk, get the guy on the phone. This happened 12 years ago. He's like, do you believe I'm a reporter now? And I was like, yeah, why'd you ask me if I'm a racist? And the guy started laughing. They're cold-blooded, folks. They use this as a weapon system. You give us your money, you give us your rights, or I'm going to call you a racist. Well, good, call me one. They said, you've got to call their bluff on this, folks. The way they've set up the prisons and the prison culture, they put everybody in the prisons, the whites, the blacks, the Hispanics, the Asians, if it's on the East or West Coast, in 3 to 4 different groups, where you've got to join a race gang or you're dead. And the system wants this. The Democratic Party got caught being the Ku Klux Klan, and they got caught running all this, so they stole the big socialist experiment from Teddy Roosevelt and government largesse and outdid the Republican Party, because in their own words, as Margaret Sanger said, it's the only way we're going to be able to kill all the black people. And now they've got these house organ propagandists that go out and Judas goat black folks, Hispanics, you name it. And you notice black folks can have groups that are race-based. You can have the Hispanic groups called La Raza, which means the race and all this stuff. Because that's because the system wants to get all that as a race-based system that government controls, while telling white people they're inherently evil. Give the government and the foreign banks all your tax money or you're a racist. So we have to go after Bob Costas. Look, he came out with this insulting apology. It's not an apology. It's just a clarification, USA Today said. And then they changed the headline overnight. In fact, I've got that back in Dew's office, the article before they changed the headline. Somebody will go find it. It's laying around somewhere in his office. It's somewhere around here. I was up here till like 9 at night. NBC's Bob Costas' take on criticism of his gun comments. It was... Bob Costas clarifies his statement. Now they've changed the headline again, and it's his statement through his PR person that basically you're too stupid. He says he feels unfortunate leap was taken, that he was advocating taking away the Second Amendment rights. No, he just plugged a column and said he totally agrees with it, calling for banning handguns, and said handguns are evil and you shouldn't have them. Exactly what the White House and Eric Holder and all of them are announcing. They're going to ban handguns, physical possession, make you turn them in, and rifles, all semi-autos, and even non-semi-autos that they say could be converted to semi-auto. They're already announcing they want to ban most shotguns, most rifles, most handguns. It's on. They're now claiming that revolvers are semi-auto, even though they're not. But who cares? I mean, you know, the president says he doesn't need law anymore for the UN to run the military, or for him to sign an executive order on cybersecurity and not let Congress see it, or shut down power plants, or signing statements, on and on and on. Obama says he'll have the most open presidency, most closed ever. Says he won't sign executive orders, signs more than all presidents combined in 4 years. On and on and on and on. Says he's fighting the NDAA. Wrote the NDAA. Says he won't sign it. Signs it. But all these idiots sit there. Yeah, here's the USA Today. I guess there's been 3 different headlines. Look at this. Bob Costas' take on criticism on his gun comments. Find the original one. I can't. There's so many copies around here. I don't know. Okay, I'm going to play the clip. This just gets me so upset, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, this is violent race baiting. Violent. I will listen. I got up here and I said DynCorp. That's the biggest private CPS contractor in the United States. That's another fact. Well, it came out in congressional hearings, was running kidnapping rings of women and children by the tens of thousands in Europe, and they didn't even get in trouble. And that was in the Chicago Tribune. It was in the BBC. We've made films about it. Now, if that wasn't true, if you're a new listener and you just tune in and go, this is crazy. Yeah, reality is crazy. Stalin and Hitler and Mao were crazy. History is wild. Truth is stranger than fiction. I'm not the crazy one. I got my head screwed on straight and I'm freaked out about this and want to motivate you to wake up so this nightmare doesn't get worse. I'm like somebody in one of those old movies where they're, you know, in the temple looking for the gold and all of a sudden the water starts pouring in or the sand starts pouring in and the walls start closing. And I'm like, we got to find the trap door escape hatch or we're dead. You're like, take it easy. It's not that bad. I'm like, no, we've seen this in history. This is dangerous. We need to revert. Oh, no, I like the rising water. It's like a hot tub. But just because you got a bunch of brain damaged, mind numbed, fluoride heads, Prozac heads out there, they don't count if they want to be mind numbed. It's those of us that know what's going on. We're a larger minority, black, white, old, young, it doesn't matter, who love freedom and know what's going on. We are a giant minority compared to the tiny elite minority. So we need to stop freaking out if some of our neighbors laugh at us because they're so insecure. When they hear something scary, they just want to laugh at you. And people say, Alex, you're trying to scare us. Well, those are cowards, folks. Cowards don't count because they're a coward. They think you're trying to scare them. People say, I get scared listening to your show. You get scared? All of that is already there. This evil is already happening. It's not going to go away denying it. And I'll use the analogy of, you know, there's a burglar breaking in your house. And your wife's like, get up, Bob. And you're like, you know, Marge, be quiet. You're scaring me. And you hear the guy breaking down the door. Marge, stop waking me up. You're scaring me. You're a fearmonger. Well, Marge isn't a fearmonger. She's saying, get up, Bob. Get up, Bill. Get the shotgun. Don't you understand that? I watched her banging in noises before. And she's like, get a gun. I'm like, you get it, honey. What if I'm not here? She's a great shot, but you know, women need to think about that too. That because obviously I know if something's banging, you know, out in the woods or out in the country, you know, that it's just sound bouncing from the next little farm or something. But, you know, women are like, "What is that?" You know, "Oh my gosh, do something!" The dogs are barking, and I'm like, "She's, you know, get the shotgun." I'm like, "Honey, you get it. This is a good drill. That sounds like a backhoe digging at night. Oh, that is what it is. You know, but." It's so simple. I'm not telling you all this because I live in fear. Folks, I'm willing for them to kill me, which they might do, to be able to get this out to warn you so these people don't win. Not because I'm a hero, but because I want my children to grow up in a free country. I at a fundamental gut level, genetic level, just like a dog growls at a bad man, I am got my hackles up, snarling, and I'm snapping at the New World Order, trying to hit its Achilles heel. And it's so fundamental. I'm trying to get you moving. Hey, they're knocking down the door. They're coming in. Get ready. I'll use a Lord of the Rings analogy because I just watched that after probably 5-6 years of not seeing it. My son's old enough now, 10, I think, to see it. Plus, it's got some good archetypal, you know, information in it. I think overall a healthy story. And, you know, there's a scene where they're down there in the mines of Moria that's been taken over by the orcs 50 years before, and everybody's dead. And they drop a bucket down a mine shaft, and all of a sudden they hear the drums, boom, 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 boom. And they're reading the annals of the last fight there in the throne room about drums, drums, drums in the deep. They are coming. They are at the door. I mean, did they say, stop it, Gandalf? Don't tell us the orcs are coming. You're a fearmonger. No, it's like, get ready. They're coming through the door. I mean did people come to their windows and say, stop it, Paul Revere? How dare you say an invasion force is landing? How dare you say they're coming to take our guns? How dare you? Because it already happened in other areas of the country. did people come out and say, how dare you? I think you're a traitor. I think you're working for the Redcoats, Paul Revere, telling us they're coming. Oneth by land, two-eth by sea. They're coming. They're coming. Drums, drums, drums in the deep. Is it drums in the deep? They're doing every tyrannical thing you can imagine, parading up and down in front of us, getting the police and the military ready, demonizing the founding fathers, demonizing private property, demonizing homeschool. I mean, just exactly what you would expect in a Red Dawn scenario, what would be taught in a re-education camp. And I've got the training videos. I've put them out publicly where the police are sitting around when they're demonizing George Washington. FEMA is to firefighters, police, and sheriff's deputies. And the cops, they go, who are the terrorists? George Washington. Good job. You see the police nodding their heads. You see a few kind of shifting in their chairs. And the FEMA guy's watching. That you're all being assessed in there. If you watch the body language, they're assessing who doesn't. And tell us what you thought of this. Tell us what you thought of this little meeting we just had. I mean, these are enemy operatives who've seized our federal government and seized most of our states, parading around everywhere. And now they've got Fox sportscasters giving talking points to NBC and the NFL, and that stuff is pre-approved by the NFL. I looked it up. Not that I needed to. For Bob Costas to read off a teleprompter and say handguns are bad and they're what's to blame here. And now you are the KKK if you believe in the Second Amendment when it is on record. And we have the news articles in the video up at Infowars.com right now documenting the entire history of this. Anti-gun sports columnist Jason Whitlock, the NRA is the new KKK. I guess we inadvertently borrowed the headline from the Daily Caller that actually... Well, they didn't break it, but they got the story out yesterday on that. That's where we saw it. And then I guess when I shot the video, that's the headline we used. But there it is. That's a video right there where I show all the documents, all the articles, all the history. It is on record. The Ku Klux Klan was the lobbying arm that got gun control passed in this country. And, you know, I'll tell people that say, oh, let's take this group's rights or that group's rights because they're poor, they're whatever. Folks, it will be used on everybody. Just from a pragmatic position out there, just like Tony Brown says, whatever is done to the black community is done in your community. So even if you are a tribalist, a racist, whatever, understand whatever is done to any group will come back on you. That's the way the universe works. But let's go ahead and play this clip. Anti-gun sports columnist Jason Whitlock, the NRA is the new KKK. That would be like... That is equivalent to saying Rosa Parks was a grand dragon in the Ku Klux Klan. It's like saying Martin Luther King was a grand dragon. I mean, it is that over the top. And this is all scripted, ladies and gentlemen, because this is what the ADL and Southern Poverty Law Center say. More anti-American groups that are funded by foreign banks on record. I mean, this is a takeover. Hey, I like freedom. Shut up, racist. Hey, I don't want government health care and the government having death panels and running with Garrett and get. I really didn't think it worked too well in Europe. Shut up, racist. It's ridiculous. And they sit there like it's a weapon. They smile when they say it, like you're supposed to go, oh, man, you really got me right there. You're right. I'm bad. Take my guns. So here is the guy that gives us talking points to Bob Costas that we must boycott. Here he is. Jason Whitlock, and Fox News better reprimand this guy. But you know what? Constitutionalists have been trained to roll over. The NRA will probably say, don't call us racist. We promise we're not. They probably won't even say the Ku Klux Klan got the first gun bans passed. It's, oh, okay, yeah. Oh, actually, we are racist. Thank you for calling us that. I mean, it is ridiculous. Here is just part of the disgusting transaction on the syndicated radio show where he was speaking. Here it is.
You know, I did not go as far as I would like to go, because my thoughts on the NRA and America's gun culture, I believe the NRA is the new KKK.
Wow.
And that the arming of so many black youth and loading up our communities with drugs and then just having an open shooting gallery is the work of people that, you know, obviously don't have our best interest. And I think it's obvious if you travel abroad and travel to countries where they actually have some legitimate gun laws, we don't have to have what we have here in America, where people think a gun somehow enhances their liberty and where people think that a gun somehow makes them safer. It just doesn't. A gun turns some kids listening to music into a murder scene. And, you know, if you don't have a gun, you drive home. You know, kids are listening to some loud music. You don't like it. Ah, that annoys me. You go home and complain to your wife. When you have a gun, you open fire potentially.
All right, that's enough.
Take the life of a
child. Full clip is up at Infowars.com. And it is just asinine. I mean, obviously, the places with these high crime rates is where they disarm the general public. It's total gangster rap where they glorify killing each other across the board. And then people get killed. And it's not the gangster rap fault. It's not that culture's fault being sold by MTV. It's not the fault of the, quote, liberal media pushing and saying how great all this is. It's not the fault. No. It's the fault of the NRA, who's the new KKK, who defends the Second Amendment so black people kill themselves. Unbelievable. Now, there is a tiny grain of truth in there. You notice he talked about the drugs so the communities destroy themselves. Yeah, they bring in the drugs so all of us become enslaved. But it's unbelievable, ladies and gentlemen, that this is what they're now going to push. Incredible. Incredible. That our society is degenerating and breaking down, and the only thing frustrating crime is the Second Amendment, and the statistics all prove that. Unbelievable demonization and race baiting. Disgusting. He needs to get in trouble for it. Sodium fluoride in the body reduces IQ and increases cancers. Unfortunately, fluoride and its derivatives are only one of hundreds of toxins being added to our drinking water. We're battling the globalist on so many fronts. Health is an area where we can all take control of our lives, and it all starts with that basic building block of water. It is time to purify our family's water. The ProPure filtration system with added fluoride filters is the best system from my research to protect you and your family. InfoWarsStore.com already has the lowest prices on ProPure water filtration. But until December 10th, we are going to offer 15% off the already lowest price. I know what I'm giving my family this Christmas. ProPure. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and get 15% off the already lowest price out there with the code WATER15. WATER15 and you get 15% off at InfoWarsStore.com.
Lunch is ready!
And it's an MRE smorgasbord at LongLifeFood.com. In 1983, Long Life Food Depot was one of the first to sell MRE pouches to the public, and we're still selling them almost 30 years later. Today, Long Life Food Depot has the world's most complete MRE online buffet, because MREs are all we do. Tasty varieties of chicken, beef, salmon, and pasta entrees, plus sandwiches and our easy-to-use pouches. Full moisture, long shelf life, and ready to eat hot or cold. We sell by the pouch or case. So the choices are endless, and so are the graduated quantity discounts. The more you buy, the more you save. Call 800-601-2833 or go to longlifefood.com to join our email list for upcoming announcements like the Rollaway Food Pod. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping. Just call 800-601-2833 or visit longlifefood.com. Emergency preparedness, emergency relief. Longlifefood.com since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
So it's off to Grandma's house for the holidays, eh? That's great. But while you're going over the river and through the woods, professional burglars are choosing easy targets to break into. Don't be an easy target. Plug in fake TV. Fool criminals into believing someone's home at your house watching TV. Fake TV works a bit like the light on a timer, but fake TV is far more convincing. Fake TV plugs into any outlet and simulates the light and colors of a real TV. Burglars will likely move on to easier targets and leave your house alone. Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and makes a great Christmas gift. Or it's perfect if you're traveling over the holidays or anytime. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. That's 877-532-5388 or FakeTV.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Let me analyze what's happening with the gangster culture. Men 12, 13, 14 to want to become warriors. Because any culture that didn't have strong young men that were ready to fight got overrun, enslaved, and exterminated. So humans across the board are ready to fight. In fact, they give us kind of an artificial cowardice by young people never actually having conflict. It's actually important that young people get in controlled things like boxing and good old-fashioned schoolyard brawls, because it teaches you by increments when you're 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. Pretty soon you start getting hurt real bad. You learn how to not get in fights unless you absolutely have to. But then you also have confidence and you're not a coward. With real power comes control. Instead, you've got arrested development people that don't even really know how to fight. And so they listen to stuff all day that's about how I killed this guy, I killed that guy. They think that's what a man does. They get a gun, they go out and kill somebody. Or they go to rob houses because that's what's cool. You know, young white girls, it's a big fun thing. Black kids, Hispanics, you name it, it's gangster culture. And people get shot all the time, and now they're trying to indict homeowners when one guy shot this teenage girl robbing his house, and she laughed at him. That's how delusional they are. So he shot her again. And then he admitted that to the cops. They go, well, we're going to arrest you then. You shouldn't have shot this girl robbing you. The point is that there's a real world out there. And even if you have to defend yourself, it's a very serious situation, not just out looking for trouble all day. But that's what the punk culture does. And nine times out of ten, punks start something, and then once you're ready to deliver, then they back off. They want the symbol of the power. But I read all the time about people being beaten to death in these brawls. It's not just guns doing it. And it's because society's degenerating, we need more guns. And the gun culture is really starting to spread, and that's why they want to brand it as the gangster culture. No, the gun culture is Americana. Rugged individualism, take care of yourself. Don't point a gun at somebody unless you're getting ready to use it to defend yourself. Don't use a gun offensively. Use it defensively. Hey, guns, I'm absolutely programmed from training since age 4. I don't aim something at you unless I'm going to pull the trigger. I don't aim something at you unless you're invading my house and threatening me. By the way, I think I can take care of myself in most fights, but if I have to be around a firearm and you attack me for no reason, I'm just going to go ahead, because you could kill me, I'm just going to go ahead and defend myself with lethal force. I mean, it's that simple. I'm not playing games with people, okay? And I'm not looking to kill somebody to feel manly and big either. You understand that? But I'm looking to live here. You see, I'm a real nice, sweet guy that rocks my little babies to sleep at night. That's because I have love that I'm ready to kill to protect my family. You understand that? It's not because I'm a tough guy. It's because I got a life force. I'm here to live. I'm here to thrive. I'm here to build. I'm here to uplift humanity. And we've been taught that civilization means you're a, I don't want to say effeminate because it's an insult to women. You are domesticated, weak, limp-wristed men and women. And people are discovering empowerment. They are discovering how good it is. And liberty is being reborn. That's why they banned dodgeball and then jogging and wrestling. That's why they're trying to ban competitive sports now. They're trying to ban boxing. They're trying to ban mixed martial arts. You know, there's big calls for that. With the same crowd that runs Mothers Against Drunk Driving. They want us domesticated where the elites have specialized killers and we all just sit here and take it. No! If you want freedom, if you want love, you better get ready to defend it physically. Because a nation of sheep will be ruled by wolves. I'm Alex Jones, InfoWars.com.
This is GCN The Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Sodium fluoride in the body reduces IQ and increases cancers. Unfortunately, fluoride and its derivatives are only one of hundreds of toxins being added to our drinking water. We're battling the globalists on so many fronts. Health is an area where we can all take control of our lives, and it all starts with that basic building block of water. It is time to purify our family's water. The ProPure filtration system with added fluoride filters is the best system from my research to protect you and your family. InfoWarsStore.com already has the lowest prices on ProPure water filtration. But until December 10th, we are going to offer 15% off the already lowest price. I know what I'm giving my family this Christmas. ProPure. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and get 15% off the already lowest price out there with the code WATER15. Water 15, and you get 15% off at InfoWarsStore.com.